Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, it finally happened. Jen Psaki circled back, actually circled back and hit on a simple, basic, fundamental truth about this election, and that is Democrats will lose if the midterms are a referendum on Biden and, of course, his Socialist Democratic Party, New Green Deal, climate alarmist cult. She's right about this. I want to play you what she said.
I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose. And they know that.
Is it okay if you're extreme on abortion, like so many Democratic candidates support legal abortion up to the moment of birth? There's so many Democrats running this year that support that insane position. Is it extreme to allow even violent criminals back out on the street with no bail laws? Is it extreme to not enforce the laws of the land? Is it extreme to defund the police? Is it extreme to have a record 2 million people so far this year? This never happened in history before. Cross into this country illegally, and then, of course, get preferential treatment, no COVID vaccine mandate. But I think she's touched on a truth here. Democrats, they only want to talk about Trump January 6th. They only want to demagogue and lie about the Dobbs case as it relates to abortion because the states will decide. It's not enumerated in our Constitution, the right to an abortion. That would then fall under the 10th Amendment, and the states would have the right to make that decision if you're following the Constitution. Back to the border, is it extreme for the president to aid and abet and facilitate the lawbreaking at our border? Is it extreme that we're not teaching kids reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, but rather CRT and gender identity issues? Is that extreme? Because that sounds extreme to me. Anyway, joining us now is former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. By the way, we told you on Friday, and we had Kevin McCarthy on TV Friday night, that the Republicans, for the first time in 28 years, have put their promises on paper. They call commitments to America. It's been 28 years since the contract with America brought the Republican Party to power in the House of Representatives. They had been out in the wilderness, out of power for 40 years. It was the brainchild of the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who is with us now. Sir, welcome back.
Well, great to be with you. And I think that we're seeing the wind beginning to pick up in direction of a big Republican victory. So I thought the announcement over the weekend of the commitment to America played very well and is a great contrast with the negativity and the plain dishonesty that marked the Democrats so far.
You know, let's talk about Jen Psaki's statement here, because I think she's right. And by the way, it's something you've been saying fairly regularly, that if, in fact, this election becomes about what the Democrats want to talk about, which has nothing to do with their record, because they don't have a record to run on, and they would have a much better chance of winning. So they want to distract, and they only want to talk about those things that I mentioned, Jan 6, Donald Trump, demagogue abortion, but they don't want to talk about their track record of success, because there isn't one.
Well, look, I mean, the ultimate problem all the Democratic candidates have is simple. No matter how many ads you run, when you have the voters walk in the grocery store, they know that it ain't working. When they go buy gasoline, they know that it ain't working. When they watch the evening news and see the numbers of murders, rapes, robberies, carjackings in their community, they know it ain't working. And as you pointed out, when they look at 2 million people crossing the border, they know it ain't working. So all these things are coming together, I think, in a way that crushes the Democratic campaign because of reality.
Well, that's the reality. So when you read the commitments to America, and I think you had a number of conversations, as I understand it, you and Kevin McCarthy talked a lot about this. Why haven't we done this sooner? I've been urging Republicans to do this regularly, and I made multiple attempts on the air to encourage them to do so, and they, for whatever reason, they were mysteriously reluctant and resistant. Why? Because I think it means more when you write it out and you sign your name to it, and you promise people you're going to do something, then you're going to be held accountable. And if you do it, great. If you don't do it, forget it. You were able to not only get your fellow Republicans to sign it, but you also did it, and you did it in 100 days like you said you would do.
Well, I think part of the reality is that, you know, Kevin McCarthy thinks strategically. He started to work on this project over a year ago. He appointed 7 different working groups. He understood the model. He and I have known each other for, I guess, a quarter century, and the contract was pretty famous. But it requires somebody who thinks that ideas matter and who thinks far enough ahead that you can pull it together. I was very honored to be invited by them down to their planning session in Florida a couple months ago, and had about 150 members of the House Republicans there. And then I was even more honored Thursday, to be invited by them to the internal briefing before they went off to Pittsburgh to launch the commitment. And I can tell you that the number of members who are committed to this, the sense that this is real, that the contrast between the negativity, the hostility, the viciousness of Biden's Philadelphia speech, declaring that half of all Americans were enemies, compare that and their actual record on inflation and on crime and on the border, with what the Republicans want to do in a positive way, that's about as big a contrast, and I would argue, because Clinton wasn't nearly as bad as Biden.
Well, so I would argue, you got Bill Clinton. I mean, and when you won all those seats in 1994 and Republicans took control of the House for the first time in 40 years, he went from pushing Hillary care to the era of big government is over and the end of welfare as we know it. And together you worked on a plan using real CBO numbers to balance the budget. And you did it, how many consecutive years in a row? And it's never been done since.
We did 4 years in a row. But my only point was we didn't run nearly the same contrast, because we had a positive contract, but Clinton wasn't bad enough to set up a really direct contrast. This administration, the Biden administration, is the most destructive American presidency since Buchanan in the 1850s. Every time you turn around, they're being destructive. They're destructive about education. They're destructive about crime. They're destructive about the border. It's just endless. And I think the result is that, you know, and you have things like this recent FBI raid of a missionary in Pennsylvania, where you just have to say to yourself, I mean, why are we using SWAT teams to go out to basically law-abiding, peaceful citizens who, in his case, he has 7 children, they homeschool, and all of a sudden, here's an FBI SWAT team. I mean, that kind of stuff is crazy, and people know it's crazy, and it sort of personifies the Joe Biden, I really hate all of you kind of presidency.
You know, I'm looking, there's two ways to win elections. I think number one is you can point out the failures of the other party or your opponent. But the other way is you got to lay out the vision. That's what the Republicans appear to be doing. They're the only thing that I worry about, if I worry about anything, because I agree with you, I don't think the House is going to be that complicated. I think it's more complicated in the Senate. But the communication ability of people new to politics, a lot of people have never run before and they are not used to running a campaign or articulating or answering questions from a very corrupt and very abusively biased media mob. And that's where I get a little concerned, because the media wants to tie up any candidate that's a Republican in knots and force them to only focus in on the issues of Trump, January 6th, abortion, etc. And I hope, Kevin, I haven't asked him really that much about it. I hope they're also, like you did with Renewing American Civilization, which was the foundation for the contract. I hope Kevin is educating some of these people running for the first time, or maybe are not particularly articulate on the stump speech, that they will learn the art of the pivot. And I asked you this on TV the other night, and I put you on the spot a couple of times, and you gave perfect answers. And that is, you don't have to answer their question.
Well, I was delighted the other week. I had a chance to talk to about 90 candidates on a Sunday night conference call. And I walked them through this, and Kevin's walked them through it. Steve Scalise has walked them through it. You know, Elise has walked them through it, the chair of the conference. I mean, and Tom Emmer, who's the head of the NRCC and sort of the head coach for the campaign. The fact is, they have in the Commitment to America, which everybody who's listening to us can go to commitmenttoamerica.com. You'll see all the material. And I would say to the average Republican, I mean, you know, you don't have to be all that brilliant. Go to the grocery store. Everybody will be mad. Go to the gas station. Everybody will be mad. Talk about crime. Everybody's already mad. Talk about how wrong it is to have an open border with fentanyl coming in and drugs coming in and the cartels gaining power. Everybody will be mad. Then all you have to say is, look, I'm the other team. I want to fix all these things. They want to yell and lie and divide the country. I'd like to work with every American of any background who wants to fix these and restore the America that works. That's all they're going to learn how to say.
All right, quick break. More with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, then your calls. Listen, due to your love of MyPillow products and all your support, Mike Lindell's original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. But I have good news. Mike Lindell is now launching a brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98, only for a limited time. The slippers are made from their four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabric. You can wear them all year round. The slides, the sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to their patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you ever own. Now, this incredible offer won't be around long. Stock up now. Slipper slide sandals as low as $29.98. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or mention my name when you call toll-free 800-919-6090. It has a one-year warranty, 60-day unconditional satisfaction money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Go to the Sean Hannity Square, and these guaranteed to be the most comfortable footwear you will ever own from MyPillow.com.
To expose how the government wastes your money each and every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we are only but a mere, 43 days until the midterm elections, we continue with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. We have a lot of bellwether states. We have Senator Rubio's up for re-election in Florida. We have, I think, he's a great candidate, but they've been dumping tens of millions of dollars in negative ads on him, and that's Herschel Walker from your state of Georgia. I think he'll win. I think he'll withstand it, but this is common throughout the country. Democrats are hiding. They're not addressing, not being forced to answer questions. And if they're going to agree to a debate, it's going to be a week before the election, after early voting had been going on for long periods of time. Then we have Ted Budd in North Carolina. Then we have Tim Scott in South Carolina. We got Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. We've got hopefully a race, maybe a potential pickup in New Hampshire. Ron Johnson, he's now up in the polls, but he's going up against a pretty radical guy, Mandela Barnes. We got J.D. Vance in Ohio, Eric Schmidt in Missouri. We've got a great candidate, Adam Laxalt, that's running in Nevada, and we've got Blake Masters in Arizona. I think all of them are winnable, but I think they're all tough.
Well, they're tough, but the Democrats are helping us. I just noticed, for example, that Fetterman, the Democrat in Pennsylvania, used to have a tattoo, which he's covered up, which says, "I will make you hurt." And we just had an article that came out in the Washington Free Beacon that Fetterman, when he ran for mayor, had an alliance with the Crips Street Gang, which is a Los Angeles gang that's very violent, and they'd established a chapter, if you will, in his town. So here you have a guy who hangs out with one of the most violent gangs in America, has a tattoo that says, you know, that I will hurt you. And you have to ask yourself, I mean, what exactly did that mean?
And then you got his positions.
He said, technically, I will make you hurt. Now, maybe that was a reference to his tax policy and the fact that he's going to raise taxes on everybody, and that will make them hurt. I don't know. But you know,
that's a pretty good educated guess. But this is a guy that wants a moratorium on fracking, no restrictions on abortion. He's never had a real job in his life, and even had to. His parents took care of him. He's a trust fund brat. I was a mayor of a tiny town, never showed up for most of the council meetings, ends up owning 6 homes, but yet he had no income and didn't pay any taxes on any of these homes. This is a guy that wants safe shooting zones for drugs in Pennsylvania to make those legal. Tell me how any of these values are in sync with the people of Pennsylvania. I don't see it.
And he voted to release 25 murderers and was the only person on the parole board to vote to release those 25 people. Now, my only point is, you can go state by state, and what you find is that each of the Democrats has a fatal flaw. You mentioned Wisconsin. Well, the Democratic nominee in Wisconsin is even more pro-criminal than Fetterman, which is saying a lot. And I think that Ron Johnson has begun to do a good job of proving how radical his opponent is. And I think you can go around the whole country and see that. In Georgia, the great problem Warnock has is that Biden is just deeply unpopular. And that Warnock is, I think, sort of has an anchor called Joe Biden that's gradually pulling him down and defeating his candidacy. And I think that Herschel is out there campaigning hard, and it is the football season, and every University of Georgia fan will remember who the greatest athlete ever to play at Georgia was. And that, in a funny kind of way, that all gives Herschel some subliminal advantages.
I think it gives them huge advantages. I really do. It's pretty amazing. So is your prediction, am I interpreting this right, that you think the Republicans take the House and the Senate?
Yeah, I think we're between plus 20 and plus 70 in the House. And there's always a question of whether or not in October, you know, if the layoffs in October hit as hard as people are saying, if the price increases continue, if the murder rate continues, we're going to be closer to 70 than 20. I think in the Senate, we're somewhere between plus 3 and plus 7.
Wow. That is you have given us the most optimistic. And by the way, you're probably the person I would trust the most because you have the best political instincts of anybody I've ever known.
I went through this with Ronald Reagan in 80. We went through it in 94. And I think the country is moving. And when the country moves, they take the campaigns with them.
That would be the definition, the very definition of a wave election year, and we can only hope that happens. If we keep doing what we're doing, I really have never been this worried about the future of the country. We will destroy the greatest system of governance that man has ever had. I think
right.
It's that dramatically bad. Anyway, Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, thank you so much for being with us. Right. We appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be part of the program, we'll get to your calls coming up next.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. I think Newt's right. I mean, if and even Jen Psaki is right. I never thought I'd say those words before. Democrats will lose badly if the midterms are a referendum on Biden, and I'll add the climate alarmist religious cult. If it is about their policies, which have failed all of us miserably, they will lose and it will be a wave election year. If they are able to distract away attention and focus on, all right, here we go. More January 6th hearings. We didn't have enough up to this point. Where are the hearings on the summer of 2020 and the rioting that resulted in thousands of injured cops, dozens of dead Americans, and billions in property damage, 574 riots? No investigation. So it's pretty simple. By the way, Democrats' ads running from defund the police stance. You got, just listen to this ad. It's talking about Tim Ryan, Mark Kelly, and Val Demings and John Fetterman. Listen.
Tim Ryan knows defunding the police is ridiculous. He's brought back $467 million to put good cops on the street. I trust Tim Ryan to keep our communities safe.
When I hear people talking about defunding the police, I know they're wrong. Police officers put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe, but it's our job to make sure they have what they need to do it. And that's a job I take personally.
In the Senate, I'll protect Florida from bad ideas like defunding the police. That's just crazy.
I worked side by side with the police, showed up at the crime scenes. We did whatever it took to fund our police.
Yeah, okay, not true in every single case. You know, so Tim Ryan running against J.D. Vance, Mark Kelly against Blake Masters, Val Demings against Marco Rubio, John Fetterman against Dr. Oz. You know, Democratic ads running away from the defund the police stance that they all took. So it's all one big lie. Joe Biden, we're gonna fund the police. His own vice president tweeted out a bail fund for right after the police precinct in Minneapolis was burned to the ground. She's the one that tweeted out the great support for the LAPD after they began the efforts to defund and took away money from the police department in Los Angeles. How is this working out for everybody? It's not working out well for the country. That part I can tell you. I don't know if you saw the videos this weekend out of Chicago, New York, Philly, every big city and now small towns. Depraved, you know, crime, a crisis. It has gotten so out of control. You know, you have New York City bail reform. The poster child, this now sought for attempted murder. You got Texas police chiefs decrying the surging violence. Large part, a lot of this is because of Joe's open border policies. Now a record 2 million illegal immigrants. A lack of value for life. No fear of any consequences. In New Orleans, you have police department now hiring civilians to bolster their force because of the murder crime wave that is now hitting the city. In Memphis, the DA there will push bail reform despite critics blaming it for crime increases. They want no bail everywhere. You know, all of this, if you look at the latest ABC News survey, 69% of those surveyed feel crime is highly important because you can't pursue happiness if you're not safe and secure, if you don't have law and order. Unbelievable. You see this, you know, about 100 kids in, what was that, Wawa in Philly, in Pennsylvania. They just wrecked the place up and down. No cops showed up. Nobody bothered to stop them. Why should they? There's no consequences. You know, you have people. The one bank robber says it all in New York. Guy gets caught robbing a bank. They let him out because they have no bail laws. Goes out, robs another bank. I think he robbed 5 banks in total. He thanks the city, thanks the state for the no bail laws. Probably the worst bank robber in the history of bank robbing. Pretty unbelievable. But, you know, if you want your streets safe, well, 43 days, you get to decide what the country's, where the country's headed. Put it that way. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Hillary is in California. Hillary, how are you? I'm sure you're very, very happy with your governor today, Gavin Newsom, who's just, he's salivating over the idea that he can be president one day. And he has his IDs for all bill that he's pushing. In other words, every illegal immigrant will be able to obtain a state ID. But it is a sanctuary state to begin with. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Sean. Thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a registered nurse. I'm trained in limited OB ultrasounds, and I work at a pregnancy center here in California where we offer free ultrasounds to moms that come in with unplanned pregnancies. And I had to call because I heard the discussion last week about Stacey Abrams saying that there's no detectable heartbeat at 6 weeks. And I just wanted to say that there most definitely is. You can actually see, you can measure a heartbeat as early as 5 weeks and 5 days. And I have seen it with my own eyes, and it's an absolutely beautiful thing. And her comment, her her quote was that she said it's a manufactured sound. And what she doesn't realize is that you can actually see on the screen the heartbeat at 5 weeks and 5 days, and it looks like this beautiful, like little mountain peaks. And we measure those to show the mom how fast the baby's heart is beating. And it can be beating over 150 beats a minute. So I feel like my opinion is that it is fear and manipulation that drives her comments. And, you know, she and people at Planned Parenthood, they want to keep women from seeing these ultrasounds because your eyes cannot deny what you're seeing. And that is that even at those young, young weeks, there is the undeniable truth that there's God-given life inside. And when I was watching her video and she was speaking and the people up there with her were just, you know, nodding their heads at this statement that she was making. And I thought, you know, I want to encourage people, definitely educate yourself. Don't just take what a politician says as Bible truth, because just because it fits the narrative of what you want to believe. And it's important that we all educate ourselves and actually find out the truth. And it reminds me of
Everyone wants to talk about, Democrats want to talk about abortion a lot because they want to demagogue and lie about the Roe v. Wade decision. All it did is whatever the states decide will be the law of that state. And you'll have very liberal states. You have California Governor Newsom is out there with billboards promoting sort of like abortion tourism. It's so sick. And in many cases, these people want, this is as extreme as I can think of, that will allow a woman to get an abortion up to the moment of birth. Or in the case of Governor Northam in Virginia, remember the statement that he made? Even people that I know that say that they are pro-choice, they want it very rare, they want it to be legal, but very rare and very early. They don't believe in late-term abortion. These are children at that point that are viable outside of the womb. In other words, that would be infanticide. That is a child that can survive on its own. And still, that's an extreme position taken by many of the candidates this year, more than I can mention.
Right. Yeah, it's a sad thing. And I did see last week the billboard that he's putting out where he even has the nerve to quote a Bible verse on there. And I read that and my heart just sank. And so I appreciate you letting me come on because...
Well, let me ask you one question before you go.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, has any woman ever come in to your clinic or where you work and they see that heartbeat, they hear that heartbeat, and maybe they came in with the idea that if they were pregnant, that they were going to have an abortion, and that changed their mind?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, all the time. It's you can tell in your mind, you can say to yourself, you know, what I've been told is it's a bunch of tissue, mass of tissues. And yet when you see it on the screen and you see that beautiful heartbeat and we measure for them and we show them, hey, this is the baby's head. And, you know, this is a little finger, a little hand waving at you, sucking their thumb. You cannot deny that. And I think, you know I personally have seen a lot of people that came in. I even had a girl come in with her mother. And, you know, the mother stated, like, gosh, if I would have seen an ultrasound like this years ago, I would not have had an abortion. And so it is just, I think that's why places like Planned Parenthood, they turn the screen away. They don't want you to see. They don't want the mom to see that, because when you see it, you see that there's life in there.
And do they turn the sound down as well? Because you can hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can hear it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I have two kids, and by the way, the technology, a sonogram today is way more sophisticated than when my kids were born. Anyway, Hillary, appreciate the call. I think it's important. You're absolutely correct. The science does back you up, not Stacey Abrams. Dr. Abrams is way wrong. I don't know why she wants to be governor in a state that she thinks is the worst state in the country anyway. You know, the same governor that resulted in billions of dollars lost because of the state of Georgia losing the MLB All-Star game. All right, sadly, inflation has a long way to fall back to get to pre-pandemic Trump-level error numbers, as we say. And as I also say, interest rates will rise again and again as the Federal Reserve now tries to contain it, meaning it is so critically important you take care of any debt you have now. That's credit card debt. That's mortgage rates. Make sure you're getting the best deal possible. Find as many ways as you possibly can to save. And that's where my friends at American Finance MortgageFinancing.net come in. They're mortgage experts, financial experts, debt consolidation experts. They will give you a free, no obligation, completely free, completely no obligation analysis of your financial situation and see if they can save you money every month and see if they can save you money over the course of your loan. So these pros are standing by. Why not take advantage of it? You have nothing to lose except a couple of minutes of your time. Call them now, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200, on the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, back to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. Jeremiah is next in Texas. Jeremiah, how are you? Glad you called.
How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm good, sir. What's happening?
Not much. Just got a question for you. I've been seriously considering getting into politics. I've been in finance. I'm a financial advisor. I've been a business owner. I've been in medical sales. I've done a lot of things. I'm 45, and I'm really considering getting into politics, and I wanted to get your opinion because I greatly appreciate it and where I should start, because I don't have like a massive following like yourself, or you know, somebody who can just start from ground. I got to start from ground up.
Look, it's a complicated issue. It depends what office you want to run for. Maybe you start on a small level. Maybe you start as a school board member. Maybe you start maybe a state assemblyman or a state senator, or whatever that might entail. Maybe you will lose. Newt Gingrich, I know, lost an election or two before he finally got elected in Georgia's 6th congressional district in Georgia. But, you know, it may be a loss or two in the process. That happens to a lot of people. But you don't give up. You keep fighting. And then absolutely, if you make a difference in that position, and then people get to notice you, and then you'll start building your support base. But you got to start somewhere. Might as well start, you know, maybe in one of those positions. Why not?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was kind of leaning towards. I didn't know if I should start trying to look at something like the House or the Senate. You know, I'm a transplant into Texas from the...
Well, you're very articulate. Maybe you can be the spokesperson for somebody that's running for office, and then people will begin to recognize you. Maybe you'll get on TV, radio, and have opportunities there.
Okay.
By the way, be careful what you wish for, because it's such politics has become a very dark industry. It's not... They're out to destroy, smear, slander, besmirch, and you go through it, and your family goes through it. And by the way, it's the same with my business, but... Yeah, I'm so used to it at this point, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I totally understand. And I just seen how they, you know, destroyed Trump has kind of, you know, put me on the back burner. But at the same time, me similar to that is, you know, I am in business, so I know how to run a business. I know how to manage finances. So, you know, these things need to be managed within our government more so than they are today. So that was my main thought process was, you know, I want to make a difference. You know,
advice to anybody is, you know, pray about it. Follow your heart. If your heart is pushing you in that direction, just go for it. You know, you only get one life. And, you know, I remember the Queen had said, who just passed away, 96 years old, we're only passing through, and it goes by fast. And I can see it every day how fast it's going. Live your life to the fullest. And if that's what is inspiring you or your heart is pulling you towards, then go for it. Anyway, good luck, Jeremiah. Keep us up to speed with what you're doing. Rita, South Carolina, next Sean Hannity Show. How are you, Rita? We have a little over a minute.
Okay. Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little hoarse, but I was listening to the Commitment to America that McCarthy had put out, and it sounds great, but I'm just wondering, how are they going to implement it? Because even if they win, which I think they will, you still have Biden as president. So how
are
they going to implement it?
It's sort of like if you're out on a boat. I don't know. Do you like boating at all? I'm not a big boat person, but
I love boating.
I'm sure you've been on a boat. Okay.
I love boating.
Your boat starts taking on water. What's the first thing you do? It's not a trick question.
Do you
plug up the hole, right? You stop taking on water. If the Republicans get the House and Senate, we can plug up the hole, and we could also do some investigative work into all the horrible things that have been going on that they've gotten a pass on. And then this is really a two-step process. They will pass everything that they put down in their commitments with America. And you're right, Joe Biden, I don't see in him any capacity to moderate his views. If anything, he goes more hardcore climate cultist than ever before. So the next step is going to be we need to elect a president that stands for those principles. And they need to reinforce 2 years from now. If we give them power and they keep their promise and they stop Biden's agenda, and then we can get a Republican president that will sign these things into law, we can begin the process of really saving the country. Just imagine if we secured the border, went back to energy independence, took it to the next level, energy dominance. We restored law and order in every town and city. If we fixed our school system, control the borders, all these simple things, America would be so much better off. Lower taxes, you know, lower government spending, build up our nation's defenses, have a president that will be respected again. It would be good for the entire world. Anyway, Rita, you raise good points. But first, they got to keep their word. They got to prove to us, if we put them in power, that they mean what they say and they'll do what they say. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.